listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. It goes without saying that we live in an increasingly digital world. In a 2014 survey, over 84% of our homes in the United States alone have a computer with access to the internet. While obviously a very useful and educational tool, the internet can also open up a Pandora's box of dangerous material that you and your children could be exposed to. As a parent, you'd like to keep your family safe from things like pornography, graphic violence, predators. That's a goal that can feel easier than said than done sometimes. It's sometimes can feel overwhelming. With me today on the phone is Marcely Hancock. She's the founder and CEO of iKeepSafe.org. That's the letter I, KeepSafe.org, an international network of policy leaders, educators, law enforcement workers, technology experts, and advocates that track how the internet affects children today. Marcely, thank you so much for joining us over the phone.
Thank you so much.
So first, why are you so passionate about this, and why did you feel like you needed to get behind this cause?
Well, the organization was actually started by Jackie Levitt in Utah, and the goal was to look at youth connected in the online environment and what do we need to do to help support them so they can be safe and healthy when they're online.
How have you seen children's behavior change over the years as internet has become more and more and more a part of their lives, of education and also social culture?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the changes in behavior and the changes in the online experience, because from the beginning of the web to what we have now with this 24/7 constant connection, why we went to the web and how we use digital connections has changed significantly. So in the older days, we used to go to the web to gather up information like we used to gather information from the yellow pages for old people. Well, you'll remember that.
Yeah.
And then as the technology changed, we would go to the internet to connect and to communicate, like chat rooms or message boards. But now it's a very interactive, 24/7 dynamic connection for emotional and educational entertainment. Just literally everything in our life somehow has some connection back to the web.
How do you recommend that parents start a conversation with their kids about internet safety?
Well, first, you know, take a deep breath and recognize that you don't have to be a technology expert at all to help your child learn to thrive in the digital environment. You don't have to know how to do all the things that they're doing. You just literally have to go back to the core of our job as a parent. And it's our job to help our children thrive in this digital culture. And through the enabling power of the atonement, we will be guided if we are actively digitally parenting. So our kids cannot become ethical and responsible and resilient and learn how to make choices on their own without parents doing their job, which is to actually teach and model how to thrive and make very good choices.
What are the best physical and electronic boundaries on the internet? What effective tools are there that parents can utilize at home?
There are some overall concepts that can help you put it in perspective. The first is you want to keep current to where all these devices are connecting and how can you manage the experience on those devices. You want to keep communicating with your child about everything they're doing with those devices. And here's the part that you want to be sure you're doing is checking. You want to keep checking, and the filtering services and there's products out there, apps and all types of good technology that helps you to check. And that checking actually builds accountability. There's no way for us to prevent our child from seeing or experiencing some of the most terrible content on the web between all of the places where they can access it. So outside of your home, there are places on the bus or in a camp out with a friend, or that they're at a neighbor's house, or they're in a store and something comes up. They're going to be exposed at some time. And this is where you want to have started that conversation about that type of content before it happens, so that you are part of the comfort and support rather than, oh no, I need to hide it. So when we look at filters and monitoring, if we recognize within this framework, we're trying to create a set of expectations for the type of media and type of experience that we want with our own families and in our homes. but we're also creating that resilience in the conversation. So when our child experiences something and sees something that's upsetting and really distressing, they know they can come to us because we've already started that conversation and we can be a support for them.
One of the most terrifying things I think that a parent can think about is a child predator contacting their child, coming in contact with their child, maybe setting up even a physical meeting with their child. What are some things that parents can do to prevent this type of interaction?
You know, you bring up a core fear that we have as parents, is that someone will come and take our child and we won't have the capacity to protect them. And that fear is legitimate because it actually does happen. It's extremely rare, but we know it does happen. I think what we need to think of as parents, because we know all children will experience this, is that we want our child to have healthy relationships, and that includes understanding how technology use can help us increase the quality and the type of relationships we have. The cases, when you look at cases for child predators, it involves many times grooming and conversations where the child feels like they've connected with someone who cares about them, who loves them, who's going to understand them. And when children are looking to the web for friendship, it means they're not feeling it the way you'd like for them to feel it at home and in their community. So the very best thing we can do to help protect our children is to help them recognize what a healthy relationship looks like, what a healthy friendship looks like, and how we live those relationships and how our technology supports them, not replaces them.
Any final words of advice for parents who are feeling like this is a really intimidating and sort of overwhelming task?
The key in the plan of salvation is that we learn to make choices that bring us to Christ. Then if we can help our children to recognize that every second that they are on a digital device, every action they do on and offline can either draw us closer to feeling the Spirit, helping us to feel more loving and more loved and more cared for and connected to the Savior and the gift of the Holy Ghost, or it can lead us down to a sense of distraction where we're not sensitive to each other's physical and spiritual needs, or we're not sensitive to inspiration and the guidance that we need. And in our distractions, we can be led to compulsions, and those compulsions become addictions. And that gives the adversary the opportunity to completely, for whatever time is allotted till we can get ourselves back onto track, derail us from everything that leads us to joyful, successful, happy relationships.
Well, Marcelle, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom with us today. For more tips on safe internet usage, check out the Mormon Channel blog every Saturday this month, and you can also watch the Mormon message, Protect Our Nestlings. Marcelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The quote of the day comes from Elder Robert D. Hales. He says, "Know what our children are doing in their spare time. Influence their choice of movies, television programs, and videos. If they are on the internet, know what they are doing. Help them see the importance of wholesome entertainment." I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.